Boitu shook his head, his expression sad.
Remember that the jury has been sequestered.
So they shouldn't even have heard about the coup.
But something like that can't be kept from even a sequestered jury. Crowds by the millions on the pedways, airspeeders flying by their windows, trailing banners, hotel staff members speaking in hushed whispers. What's happening? What's happening? Inevitably, the jurors will have heard something. The problem with their being sequestered, then, becomes the fact that they get only a part of the story. That part is that the Jedi have taken over.
Which still has nothing to do with me.
Ex-military still have friends in the military. Former workers from an office still have friends in that office. Ex-Jedi still have Jedi friends. And Deccan shows up in court the morning after the coup, dejected, and rests his case, signaling defeat.
Understanding finally dawned,
leading the jury to assume the trial doesn't matter. That even if the jury convicts, the Jedi are going to get me freed.
Correct.
But that's not fair. That's deceptive.
Is it? I have well-placed sources who say that, late yesterday, the Jedi Order made some initial queries to the Department of Justice about dropping your case and negating Master Skywalker's plea bargain. Deccan may be responding with genuine dismay to anticipated interference with the process of justice. Or he may be play-acting to accentuate his case. I suspect both are true. Regardless, yesterday his chances of success were perhaps 1 in 10. And after the Jedi coup, this tactic has made them 50-50. No better than a random throw of the dice, but far better than he had before.
Tahiri let out a long, slow breath.
What do we do?
We can choose one of three paths. Number one, we hope that the Jedi do indeed decide to oblige the government to drop your case. Number two, we proceed with our original defense course, extending this case for a few more weeks, and hope that during this time, the Jedi do not lose the sympathy of the people. To achieve this, of course, they collectively would have to be superior politicians with a deeply ingrained understanding of motivating, encouraging, and uplifting large populations, as well as handling transition-era crises with superior diplomacy, which would be enhanced by the enthusiastic cooperation of the rest of the government. Or number three, we can rely on the same 50-50 die roll that Deccan has just made.
Tahiri thought that over. Her heart sank farther.
The die roll is our best option, isn't it?
Yes, my dear. I think it is.
Go ahead and roll, Irmuth.
Boitu turned to look at the judge. When she noticed, he gave her a little nod, indicating readiness. She wrapped her gavel.
Court is once again in session. Master Boitu, are you prepared to commence the defense case?
Your Honor, the defense rests.
This time the judge did not even blink. She stared at the Bothan as if her eyes were being held open by adhesive. The low murmur began again in the echoingly empty gallery. Finally she turned to Deccan.
Master Deccan, are you ready to begin closing arguments? The prosecution has no closing arguments to offer, Your Honor.
That caused a noise to emerge from Boitu, faint, a sigh of pain.
Master Boitu?
The defense has no closing arguments, Your Honor.
How interesting. We will recess for another few moments while I send for the usual documents, and then I will issue final instructions to the jury.
She rapped her gavel again.